Bloomington Normal foodies love to eat local thanks to two farmers markets and well-known operations like Epiphany Farms and Greentop Grocery. Now, craft beer lovers are increasingly able to drink local, too. Central Illinois Breweries will be the star at this weekend's Brugula Beer Festival at the Corn Crib. And coming later this fall, one of Brugula's most recognizable faces, Chad Beavers, will be opening his own small brewery with business partner Dale Thomas. I met up with Beavers and got a sneak peek at the Little Beaver Brewery on Currency Drive in South Bloomington.
It's going to be a small brewery, technically called a nano brewery by most, meaning we're going to be producing very small batches of beer.
So how will folks be able to enjoy your beer here at the nano brewery?
Well, initially, we are going to be actually offering it directly out of our facility. So we're going to be building what's called a tap room, which is essentially a bar attached to a brewery that really just does not serve food. We don't have the space or really the desire at this point to get into the food, so we're just going to be focusing on the beer. In addition to that, we've got several friends that own various bars and restaurants throughout Bloomington Normal and Central Illinois that would also like to carry the product on tap, and as we continue to grow and we get into bottling and canning and things like that, we'd like to eventually get it out everywhere we can.
So how long have you been working on this?
Specifically, we leased this space, I believe it was last June, so we're coming up on 15 months or so, and believe it or not, the work is just really now starting to flow. Brewing in general, I've been brewing for about 15 years, so in a way it's been brewing for 15 years, but really getting up and running here for the last year plus.
So when do you hope to open the doors?
Ideally, we'd like to get our product out to some local bars and restaurants in September and open the doors to the public to come into our brewery and tap room in October. We are still waiting on some local permitting, and we're still waiting for the finalization of our state brewer's license. But we did get our federal brewer's license out of the way a couple months ago, and that's probably the biggest hurdle. So really, at this point, it's just how quickly we can get everything put together and how quickly the city will let us move into here.
All right, so every tap room brewery you go into kind of has its own vibe, right? You go into, Distills Beer Hall is totally different from White Oaks Brewery over on the west side of Normal. What's the kind of vibe you want to set in here as you guys open up?
The good beer vibe. Honestly, neither one of us are interior designers or decorators. Having to pay a lease for a year along with utilities, insurance, everything else, it hasn't left us a lot of money for decor. So everyone that comes in can expect pretty much a blank slate, canvas, as you will, that we will continue to develop as funds are available, as ideas come along, as individuals approach us and say, wow, I got something that I love to put up there. I'm not saying it's going to be just a completely blank warehouse building by any means. We've got some pretty cool things in mind that we're going to do, but we don't really have any, as far as design goes, anything set in stone. It's going to be a pretty small, intimate area. Due to the fact that we do not have a sprinkler system, we're limited to 23 seats in our tap room. So it's going to be, a small area. But we also are going to be catering a lot to to-go sales. So people that just want to come in and grab a growler or a couple bottles, maybe just a T-shirt, something like that, we're going to have a special checkout area set up for them so they don't have to stand behind somebody at a bar and wait for a bartender to come on and help them out. But really, we just want pretty a laid-back vibe. We want a place that you can pop in, have a couple pints, grab some beer to go. Maybe you just want a growler to head out to a cookout. Feel free to stop in and grab that and get on your way.
Gotcha. So we're sitting here in your new place. It is kind of like a warehouse building. This is we're in South Bloomington, across from the original Gold's location. So how'd you end up choosing this place in particular? Why was this the best fit for you?
We probably looked at least a dozen properties before we landed on this one. And believe it or not, we were looking at something a block over on Finance Drive, and the landlord, the property management company, were talking with the individual, and the building we looked at just wasn't a good fit, and it was one of the last ones we had looked at. And he said, well, I got one that's not on the market yet. It's a block over. I haven't even seen it myself, but here's the address if you want to look. So we walked in. I think it was a hot May day last spring. Walked in and got blasted with a cool air conditioning, and right there said, well, this is a plus. It's a insulated air conditioned large building. Also, there's really not much on this end of town. There's a lot of craft offerings now with Distill and North Normal, a lot of stuff in Midtown and downtown Bloomington. You can get out to White Oak on the west side of town, but there's really nothing in South Bloomington. So that was another thing that we kind of targeted, like, well, you got State Farm, you got individuals that might want to run and grab a beer and not have to drive all the way downtown or to the west side of town or anything like that to grab a good craft beer. So there's a lot of reasons, but they all kind of came together, and we decided this was the building we wanted, so we jumped on it.
So what has been the biggest challenge for you in getting this place up and going and off the ground?
There's been numerous challenges. Even when we decided we wanted this building, at the time, the zoning did not allow for it. And it wasn't that we couldn't make beer. They just didn't have anything specifically in the Bloomington City Code that said, you can make beer and you can sell it out of your building. So we contacted the city. The landlord was gracious enough to give us pretty much 1 month to get approval, to get everything pushed through to change the zoning. And if not, then they weren't going to hold the property for us. So fortunately, the city did work with us, and they were fantastic, and we were able to push through it really, really quickly and actually get the zoning changed. So aside from that, the federal licensing process for opening a brewery is very extensive. Heavy background checks. They want to see your personal accounts for the last year. They want to see your W-2s. They want to know everything about you, who you know, who you talk to, and it's not quite that in-depth, but it's a pretty rigorous process that they put you through before they grant you permission, essentially, to make and sell alcohol. But a lot of the local building codes and permitting and all the health and safety aspects and stuff like that has by far been the largest headaches that we've encountered with this process so far.
That's Chad Beavers from the Little Beaver Brewery. The Brugula Beer Festival will be today and tomorrow at the Corn Crib in Normal. This year's event will focus on craft beer made here in Illinois.